Welcome to Daily in the Word.
West Coast Baptist College is a growing, dynamic institution committed to training laborers for the Lord's harvest. Thank you for your prayers and support for our students and our vision to train up a new generation of faithful, servant-hearted spiritual leaders. To find out more about West Coast Baptist College or to be a part of our vision, visit wcbc.edu or call toll-free 888-694-9222. West Coast Baptist College, training laborers for His harvest.
There's a lot of things that cry out for our attention during the Christmas season, but you know what deserves your attention the most? The Lord Jesus Christ. And so today on Daily in the Word, we want to call your attention to the attributes of Jesus Christ. That's next with Dr. Paul Chapman. For many, the Christmas season is about celebrations. For many, it's about materialism and gift giving or receiving. For many, it's about getting together with friends and family and sharing memories. For others, it's about discouragement and loneliness. But you know what the Christmas season is really supposed to be about? The Lord Jesus Christ. And so we welcome you to today's edition of Daily in the Word, where together for the next few moments, we want to give our attention to the attributes of Christ. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program teaches the Word of God through the preaching and teaching of Dr. Paul Chapel, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church, president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. And our series through Christmas is The Attributes of Christ. We hope today's message will draw your heart closer to the Lord Jesus. Who was it that was born and laid in that manger over 2,000 years ago? We're going to discover that today. I want to remind you to visit us at dailyintheword.org, and all during the month of December, our gift to you is the Christmas CD, the solo piano CD, A Quiet Christmas with Christ. We'd love to send that to you. It's our gift when you partner with us this month for any amount. When you partner with us and help us cover the cost of airtime across the country, we want to send you this gift, and we know that you'll enjoy it. But right now, here's Dr. Paul Chapel to introduce today's message.
When I think of the miracle of Bethlehem, I'm reminded of the fact that Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." The eternal Son of God then took the form of a man in order to bring salvation to you and to me. Today from John chapter 8, we learn about the purpose of Jesus Christ in coming to this earth. I pray that your heart will be greatly encouraged as we study the eternality of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It is our responsibility, even in the midst of unbelievers, that we stand and proclaim the truth. And it may not be easy, and it may not be popular, but we must speak the truth in love in this needy day in which we live. In the midst of unbelievers, Jesus spoke the truth. And may I say, in the midst of dishonor, Jesus spoke the truth. The Bible says in verse 48, "Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil?" Now here we see the Jews insulting Jesus Christ, and they were literally referring to him as a national enemy, if you will, by calling him a Samaritan. And sometimes you will not be honored by people because you were faithful to the Lord. And may I remind you, we're not to look for honor from this world. We're to look for it when we come to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, the judgment seat of Christ. But here they dishonor the Lord. I believe it's likely that if Jesus were here today on this earth, he may be viewed upon by some as a criminal. There would be many who would not appreciate the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe the Food and Drug Administration would be unhappy with him for turning water into wine without a license, perhaps. The EPA would be unhappy with him for killing fig trees, and the American Medical Association for practicing medicine without a license, and the Department of Health perhaps would be unhappy for the fact that he would ask for graves to be opened, and he would raise the dead, and he would feed 5,000 people in unsanitary situations without a license from the health department. I believe the National Educators Association would hate him for many reasons, but one of them would be perhaps teaching without a certificate, and OSHA would be upset with him for walking on the water without a life vest, and the SPCA would be upset with him for driving the hogs into the sea, and the National Board of Psychiatrists would be upset with him for offering a guilt-free religion, and the National Association of Women would be upset with him for choosing 12 apostles and not one of them was a woman, and the Interfaith Council would be upset with him for simply saying that all the other religions were wrong. I'm telling you, my friend, I believe this morning. If Jesus were in America today, he probably would not be the most popular preacher around. But even in the midst of that, even in the midst of unpopularity on earth, people calling him a devil, people wanting to kill him, still he proclaimed his desire was to honor and glorify the Heavenly Father. But notice, secondly, his purpose was not only to honor the Father, it was to glorify the Heavenly Father. To honor the Father and to glorify the Heavenly Father. Now notice this in verse 50. The Bible speaks of it. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Now Jesus said, I'm not striving for my glory. I am simply recognizing that God will be the judge. There is one that judgeth, and it is God the Heavenly Father. And he glorified the Father in two ways. First, he glorified the Father by doing the Father's works. And if you and I want to glorify the Father this week, may we be busy about the Father's business. May we do his works. John chapter 8 and verse 29. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Now look right here for a moment. Would you like to honor God this week? Would you like your life to bring honor and glory to him? John 8, 29. Do always those things that please him. Single adults in your dating life, please him and you will glorify him. Married couples in your married life, please him in the way you treat one another. Workers at work, please him in the way you live your life. John 5, 36, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do. Jesus glorified the Father by doing the works of the Father. He glorified the Father, secondly, by speaking the words of the Father. John 12 and verse number 49, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he hath given me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. Do you see it with me? The purpose of Jesus Christ was to honor and glorify the Father while he was here on this earth. And that must be our purpose as well. Whatsoever we do, doing it all to the glory of the Father. Johannes Bach was a famous composer. No doubt you've heard the name. At the bottom of every one of his songs, he would place the letters SDG. Those letters signifying soli de gratia, or totally and only to the glory of God. To God be the praise for every song he authored, for every song he composed. He said, I have this one purpose, that God would receive all the praise for this song. May I say tomorrow, whether you're putting an airplane together, or whether you're building a house, or whether you're cleaning a room, or changing a tire, or whatever you do, that you would do it all to the glory of your God. And that you would be the best you can be, not for your glory, but for his glory. And so that when someone says to you, good job, you can say, thanks to the Lord. You can deflect the praise to the one who has saved you. That was the purpose of Jesus Christ. But notice, if you would, secondly, the promise of Jesus Christ. In verse 51, he gives a promise to those unbelievers who gathered around him. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Now let's read that one together, shall we? Ready, begin. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. All right, now find it and let's read it one more time. Ready, begin. If a man keep my saying, he shall never. Now here is a conditional promise. Conditional because of the first word, if. If a man keep my saying. What saying? The saying concerning him being the light of the world. The saying concerning him being the way to heaven. The saying concerning him being the bread of life. He said, if a man will keep this, if a man will believe this, John 8:24, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sin. John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. To keep the words is to believe on the words of Christ and be saved. I'll share some tonight. What a blessing last Sunday morning to preach the gospel in another land and to see people receive Christ as their Savior. Why? Because they were hearing and keeping those words in their heart, putting faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter what country one lives in, and it doesn't matter how much money one makes, and it doesn't matter how much sin someone has committed in their past, if they will believe that Jesus Christ is the only payment for their sin, then they will not see death, but they will live everlasting life. John 3:14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, understand something this morning. God is not willing that any should perish. He's not willing that anyone here would die and go to hell. Oh, that's not his desire for you today. He does not want you living eternally without him. He loves you today. And he sent his son Jesus to shed his blood on an old rugged cross. There he died for your sin and for my sin. And if anyone believes this, they will not die eternally. They will live eternally by the grace and glory of God. It's a conditional promise. We must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice, secondly, it's an eternal promise. Oh, I thank God for this. Notice it in verse 52. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. You see, the fact is that Jesus was saying this. Oh, someone says, we might die physically. We may not. But if we die physically, we will never see eternal death. I want you to turn in your Bible briefly and quickly to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I know it's in your notes, but you need to underline this if you haven't done so already. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51. I want you to recognize there is a life after this life. And we're here today to get ready for eternity. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. That's the theme verse for our nursery ministry right there. We shall not all sleep. We will not all die for eternity. We will be changed, those that are in Christ. Verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now someone says, those words don't interest me very much. The pastor seems excited about it, but I just hope he finishes in time for me to go have an early lunch. Now let me tell you something, friend. Those words may not interest you right now. But I have stood behind this sacred desk more than 100 times and preached the homegoing services for men and women and boys and girls who have gone on to glory. And I want to tell you something. It does matter when someone dies that you can stand up and say to their loved ones, because your loved one had trusted Christ and had received the commandment concerning salvation. I want you to know death may not feel good to us in the present time, but we can rejoice for this fact that our loved one is now with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, and this grave has no victory, and this funeral service is not something that will last forever. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. It will matter someday. I recommend you listen to it right now. That one day this corruptible will put on incorruption. I'm talking to people with fillings in their teeth this morning. I'm talking to people with a sore back. I'm talking to people who've had tumors removed. I'm talking to people who've had sickness. I mean, I don't know if you're like me. Some mornings you get out of bed, it just takes about 5 minutes to get all the cracks out. The truth of the matter is, this body is not incorruptible. It's corruptible. But one day this corruptible will put on incorruption. And we will see him, and we will be like him. And this is the promise of Jesus Christ. To all who believe, they will have everlasting life. The promise of the Savior is that everyone who believes can be saved and have everlasting life. Oh, what a promise indeed. But notice finally this morning, the preexistence of our Savior. Do you know why I believe what Jesus teaches? Because he is not some Johnny-come-lately prophet, but he is eternal God. And only an eternal God can offer eternal life. We are not studying the teachings today of an 1800s circa prophet. We are not studying the teachings today of a 700 AD Mohammed prophet. We are not studying the teachings today of some other really good preacher. We are studying the words of eternal God. Before Abraham was, he was. And his name is Jesus. And his name is above every single name. And that's why we'll not worship him as just another one of the gods, but we worship him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And his name is Jesus Christ. He is eternal. He can promise and he can deliver the promise. Now, notice, if you would, in this passage, Jesus is equal with the Father. Jesus is equal with the Father. Verse 54, Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me." Please take note of that. The Father honors the Son. John 5:23, "He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father." Now, do you recognize that those who would sell the Watchtower magazines are selling a teaching that says that Jesus Christ is not an equal person of the Trinity, that he is not equal to the Father? Do you recognize that every false religion on planet Earth denies what I am preaching to you now? Colossians 2:9 says that in Christ dwelleth all the fullness, not some of it, but all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Do you understand? It's not just me today giving honor to Jesus, but that God the Father gave honor to God the Son. I'm saying to you, the Father honored the Son at his birth into this human race when he sent angels to declare glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I'm saying the Father honored the Son when he sent wise men to kneel down and worship him as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm saying the Father honored him on the day of his baptism when from the heavens he declared, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." I'm saying the Father honored him on the day of transfiguration in Mark 9 and verse number 7, when a voice came out of the clouds saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." The Father honored him at death when he would not allow his body to see corruption. And the Father honored him at resurrection when he sent the angels to say, "He is not here, he is risen." Oh, do you understand today? If you want to be in sync with God, if you want to be in line with the Scriptures, then you too will honor the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how we thank God. The Father honors the Son, and the Father knows the Son. Why? Because Jesus is equal with the Father. But may I say, secondly, Jesus is eternal with the Father. He's eternal with the Father. Now, notice that in our text, John chapter 8, verse 57. "Then the Jews said unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was," what are those next two words? "I am." Psalm 90 and verse 2. "Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Do you understand that Jesus Christ is our eternal God? Do you understand that He is eternally on the throne? Do you understand from Hebrews 1 and verse 8 that God the Father says, but unto the Son He saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of Thy kingdom. And in John chapters number 5, John chapter 8, and John chapter 10, in all three of these chapters, Jesus Christ presents Himself as the eternal Son of God. He presents Himself as the light of the world. He presents Himself as the way, the truth, and the life. And let me show you the response that He received every time. Look at the last verse of our text, verse 59. Then took they up stones to cast at Him. Isn't that amazing? The eternal Son of God, the one who would die on the cross for them, the one who came down to this sin-sick world to save them, they took up stones to cast Him. Someone says, well, I would never do that. No, but you curse Him. You take His name in vain. You choose other things before Him. My friend, would I be allowed to say to you today that Jesus Christ will not settle for being one of the gods on your God shelf? He wants first place in your heart. That begins with trusting Christ as your Savior. And if you've never had that time in your life when you said, you know what? I know that I'm a sinner and I cannot get myself to heaven. I'm going to seek Christ and I'm going to believe His words that He is the resurrection and He is the life. If you've never had that time in your life when you were born again the Bible way, you can settle that today.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word, the daily radio program and teaching and preaching ministry of Dr. Paul Chappell, the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College. If today's message has been an encouragement and a blessing to you, perhaps consider going online. You can download this message in its entirety, this program in its entirety, and also recent series from Daily in the Word through our podcast or through the website when you visit us at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. I also want to encourage you to refer a friend to dailyintheword.org. Let them know about the great Bible teaching and preaching that you're receiving, and they can receive that as well anytime, 24/7 at dailyintheword.org. I want to invite you to prayerfully consider partnering with us financially this month. This is an important time of year to consider how God might allow you to impact others with the gospel of Christ. And a great way to do that is through the ministry of Daily in the Word. Your gift of any amount is so important to helping us continue this radio program on this station and others like it all across the country. And this month, when you will partner with us, we want to send you a gift of appreciation. And it's a Christmas CD, a solo piano CD that will encourage your heart, entitled A Quiet Christmas with Christ. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org by clicking on the donate button, or you can call us toll free. The number is 1-800-201-7748. Again, 1-800-201-7748. We also love to hear from you by mail. You can send a letter to 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Once again, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. From all of us here at Daily in the Word and Striving Together Publications, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and the happiest, most blessed, Christ-centered New Year. Before we wrap up today's program, here's Pastor Chappell with a word of greeting.
Friend, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I believe the most important decision we ever make in this lifetime is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you have never received that gift of salvation, right now you could take a moment and simply say to the Lord something like this: Dear Lord, I know that I fall short of your glory. I know that I'm a sinner. And I ask you now to come into my life, forgive my sin, and be my Savior. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you have just now put your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior, Friend, I rejoice with you, and I encourage you to visit dailyintheword.org and request some free materials to help you get started in your Christian life. God bless you.
Well, thanks, Pastor, and thank you, friend, for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word. I want to remind you, visit us at dailyintheword.org. You'll find a treasury of resources for your spiritual growth, including a daily devotional from Dr. Chappell, a link to the Daily in the Word podcast, and lots of other information. Be sure to check out the information on the Alaska cruise. We're headed to Alaska in August of 2011, and we would love to meet you and fellowship with you during that week on this special adventure. Be sure to consider prayerfully partnering with us financially. Your gift to this ministry on a monthly basis would be so appreciated. It would go so far in helping us to continue expanding the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ all across the country through this program. You can partner with us online at dailyintheword.org. Our toll-free number, 1-800-201-7748. Thanks so much for letting this program minister to you today. And until next time, have a great day.